This is Abikias recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a discussion as to how you define a shote, a person who is mentally imbalanced, who is pater from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and Ola Sri'iya. And the Braisa discussed three criteria, three things that a person would do as that could label him as a shote. And the three things were Hayotzi Yechidi Balaila, a person who goes out alone at night, Bahalan Beveis Hakfar, a person who sleeps in a cemetery, Hamakareya Es Ksuso, and someone who tears his own clothing. And then we had a Machlokes Amoraim, Rav Huna held he has to do all three at the same time, whereas Reb Yochanan said he only has to do one of them. And we had a little bit of a discussion over there, and we said that it has to be done derech shtus, in a crazy way. It can't be in a way that makes sense. And we said, and at the end of Gimel Amud Beis, we said that once he does all three, we don't make any excuses for him. And the mashal we give is in top line of Dalet Amud Aleph, Kimisha Nogach Shor Chamor V'Gamal. It's like he gored three different animals in one time, and we say that Nase Muad Lakol. Now he's officially Muad to gore any kind of animal. That's above a comma example. Fine. So we're smack in the middle of that discussion. Amar Rav Papa. So it comes along Rav Papa, second line on Dalet Amud Aleph. Ish mi'alei l'Rav Huna ha'detanya. If Rav Huna had heard the following brisa, Ezehu shote, zehama abed kol mashenosin la. What's an example of a shote? Someone who destroys everything that is given to him. Meaning, if you give him something, he doesn't know how to take care of it. He just ruins it. So have a hadarbei. Then he would have gone back on his sheet, and he would have said that one thing is enough to prove it. You don't need all three. And that's the sheet of Rav Papa saying that Rav Huna didn't know a certain brisa, and therefore Rav Yochanan is really correct in this matter. Because Rav Huna, had he heard this brisa, would have held like Rav Yochanan as well. Iboy lehu, we have the following shaila. Ki hava hadar bay, mi makareak suso, hu da hava hadar bay? If he would have gone back, would it have been just on the concept of tearing his clothing, the dam yalaha? Because that's similar to being ma'abed, something that they give you. Oh, dilma mikulu hava hadar. Or maybe he would have gone back on all of these shitas. So the Gemara answers teku. So what do I mean, gone back on all these shitas? Meaning he would have said any one of the three is enough, or maybe just koreak susa would have been enough. So it's unclear what Rav Papa meant to say about Rav Huna under those circumstances. Or it could be, even if we know what Rav Papa meant, we can't say bivados what Rav Huna would have said. Okay, next. Tumtum v'androgynous said in the Mishnah, these are people who are safek zachor, safek nikeva. So Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, quotes a brisa, zachor lahotzi es hanashim, right? So it says in the pasuk, yera'e kol zachurecha, right? So all males should go to be ola regel. So that excludes women. Zachurecha lahotzi tumtum v'androgynous. And it says specifically, zachurecha, your zacharim. So that excludes any type of safek zachor, i.e. tumtum v'androgynous. Kol zachurecha, all zachors, l'rabos es haketanim. That's including male ketanim. So according to this brisa, it seems that at least on a deraisa level, you have to bring the kids who are males. Amar Mar. Now we said before the following: Zachor lahotzi es hanashim, halama likra. Why would I need a pasuk to exclude women? Mechti mitzvah sasei shezman gramahi. It's a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. Kol mitzvah sasei shezman grama nashim turos. So women are already pater from all mitzvah sasei shezman grama. So why would I have thought that they're chayiv in aliyah l'regel? It's the Gemara answer is not. We would have. We need the Gzeres Hakasuv. So Gadai Dechamina Neilef Re'ia Re'ia MeHakel. I might have thought we already did this on Daf Beis. We had a Gzeres Shava from Hakel that we learned out a lot of dinim from Hakel. Malahalan Nashim Chayavos Afkan Nashim Chayavos. And I would have said just like by Hakel, we already read the Psukim that said Anoshim Nashim V'Taf, that men, women, and children have to go to Hakel. So I would have thought that's just like by Hakel, women have to go based on Gzeres Hakasuv. So too, you have the Gzeres Shava that alludes to Hakel, and women would be chayiv to go to Aliyah L'Regel, Kamash Malon, that they are not chayiv to go on Aliyah L'Regel. Omar Mar, so we said before, Zuchurcha lahotzi tumtum androgynous. The word Zuchurcha excludes tumtum androgynous. Bishlam androgynous, it's the rich. I understand why you need a pasuk to exclude an androgynous. Why? Solka daita chamina. I would have thought whole v'islate sad zachrus lechayev, because an androgynous, again, is an androgynous individual who has both genitalia, and therefore I would have thought that since he has male genitalia, he is chayiv to be ola regel mitzad zachrus shebo. So kamash malan debirya bifne atzma hu. So this comes to teach us that we are holding like the shita that he is not a male female hybrid, rather he is his own category, and therefore a pasuk in the Torah can exclude him. Ela tumtum. So okay, xeris akasav makes sense for an androgynous. Tumtum sveku. Tumtum is not a birya bifne atzma. Nobody holds that way. So why would I have thought that a tumtum is needs xeris akasav? He's a suffik. So mi it's derich kra lamute sveka. Do I need a pasuk to exclude a suffik? So in other words, you just follow the Torah rules about any kind of suffik, right? So it's a very strange, right? It's a very strange thing. If you look in Rashi over here, so Rashi says, "Asa kra lamute sveka bitmiya." It's a kasha. Lamali kra mehecha tesi lelech lamachayve. Why would I need a pasuk to include him? Why would I have thought that a suffik is included? That Rashi sounds like he's commenting on a general question that we have, which is, what is the status of sveka d'oraisa in general on a d'oraisa level, and do we have to be machmir on suffik d'oraisa? Midaraisa, or the fact that we say a suffik daraisa is lechumra, is that a din derabanan? Not our discussion right now. But nevertheless, Rashi seems like he's taking a stance over there. But the Gemara's kasha is saying, do I need a pasuk to exclude a suffik? So Amar Abai, kisha beitzav mi bachutz. No, it's a case where he has beitzim that are visible, and whatever the covered area is, that it's hard to tell, you can see more the fact that he is a zachar, not a nekeva. Fine. Amar mar. So what the chiddush is that you actually have a pasuk which says if he's not a full-fledged zachar, he's putter, even though the evidence seems to indicate that he is a zachar. Amar mar. So we said before, kol zachurcha l'rabbis esaktanim, right? So we said that kol zachurcha includes that children have to be ola regel, v'hotnan, but didn't we learn in the opening mishnah of the Masechta, chutz mecher shot v'katan, that a katan is potter from a leila regel? So amar abaye lo kasha, kan v'katan shegiya l'chinuch, kan v'katan shelo igiya l'chinuch. So he says, Abaye says, yeah, the katan who's too young to go, bechlal, because he wouldn't even understand the chinuch aspect of going. So he's potter, but a katan who understands and he's holding by understanding the mitzvah and being trained in the mitzvah, so that's the katan who was included in the pasuk. Frak the Gemara, what? Katan shegiya lechinuch derabanani. The concept of training a child to do mitzvos is a din derabanan. So we wouldn't have a pasuk including a katan shegiya lechinuch. So Enachinami says the Gemara, it's true, you're right. V'kra asmachta ba'alma, and really the pasuk is only an asmachta, and it's not really telling me that ketanim are chayev. That's just something the Rabbanan said to remind us that ketanim should do aliyah l'regel mitam chinuch. So elakra lamaya. So what is the meaning? We had yereh kol zechurcha. We had all these drashas. So what are we actually darshan from this extra pasuk? Lide acherim. It's like the statement of the acherim. It's often referred to as shitas Rabbi Meir. As we say, acherim omrim hamekametz hametzaref nechoshes v'habursi. So if you have a person who's a mekamet, so this is a very lowly job. It's referring to some type of a person who cleans up excrement, or a mitzaref, a person who makes things out of copper, and a bursi is a person who tans hides. So these are all very lowly and dirty jobs. Pturim min hara'iyah, they are all putter from the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel and bringing in olas r'iyah, mishum shenemar, because it says kol zechurcha, right? So he says that it has to be all of the males do aliyah l'regel. Mishiyachol lalos im kol zechurcha. It has to be a person who goes together and he's capable of going with all of the other people. Yatzu elu she'enam ru'uyin lalos im kol zechurcha. It says, except for these types of people, it doesn't mean dafka these three, but it means these types of people who are not fit to go together with others because nobody's going to want to stand next to them because they smell so bad. So if you have some strange reason why nobody would want to go with you, then you're actually putter min haTorah from Aliyah L'Rega, which is an interesting chiddush. Says the Gemara, commenting on the first mission of the Masechta, Nashim Avadim She'ena Mishuchrarim. We said that women are Pater from Leila Regal as well as non-freed Avadim. So Bishlam Nashim, I understand why women are Pater Kedamran. We just said before, it's learned out from Zechurcha. Ella Avadim in Elon. How do I know that Avadim are Pater from Leila Regal? So Amrav Huna Makra El Pnei Adon Hashem. Right? It says they're supposed to go in front of Hashem, the master. Misha ain lo ela adon echad. So who's supposed to go? A person who only has one master, meaning Hashem is his master. Yatza zeshi yesh lo adon acher, and excluding this fellow who has a human master, and therefore he's part of from Leila Regal. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, Bahalam Alikra, why do I need a pasuk for this? I could have figured it out on my own. Michti. Because let's see. Kol mitzvah she'isha chayeves ba ever chayev ba. Avadim are chayiv in the mitzvos that women are chayiv in. Kol mitzvah she'eini shi'ach chayiv es ba, ein eved chayiv ba. And if a woman is pater from it, an eved is also pater. D'gamar la la me'isha, we have a gzeirah shaveh from the word la, teaches us that they're chayiv in the same mitzvos. So why would I need a special lashon of lefnei adon el pnei adon Hashem to teach me that avadim are pater? So I'm a Ravina. Ravina answers lo nitzrcha el mishachetziu ad v'chetziu minchar. So we gave this answer already earlier in the Masechta, and now we're coming back to it again, that the pasuk is coming to pater someone who's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, and therefore we might think that the tzad Ben Chorin doesn't have an Adon, and he is Chayav in Mitzvos like a man. Therefore, I would have thought that he is Chayav in Aliyah L'Regel. Comes the Pasuk and says, no, you still have another Adon for at least half the time, and therefore you're Pater from Aliyah L'Regel. Dekanami, and you can be Medayik that this is the case. Dekotani, because what did the Mishnah say? Nashim Vavadim She'ena Mishuchrarin. Right, what kind of lashon is this? Ma she'ena mishuchrarin. What do you mean, avadim that weren't freed? That's the definition of an eved. Ilei ma she'ena mishuchrarin klal lisni avadim stama. Right, if you say that they were not freed at all, so that's just a regular eved. So just say avadim. It says it all the time in Mishnayos. Ela lav she'ena mishuchrarin legamrei. It must be that they're partially freed, but they're not completely freed. Umay ninu. And what's the only example of that? Mishechatziu avachatziu ben chorin shma mina. So this is a good raya that the Mishnah was referring to a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Okay, we're going to hold here at the bottom with three lines to go in the Amid.